But ARPA had this program for postdocs, and so I came to Jula in the fall of 1967 as an ARPA postdoc, and I started working with Jan Hall, but it turned out that it wasn't quite what Lou Branscombe had in mind. At the time, ARPA was interested in the physics of the upper atmosphere for various reasons, okay? And one of the interesting issues was the electron affinity of atmospheric gases. And that had to do with electromagnetic pulses and da-da-da-da-da. It doesn't really matter what it had, okay? But there were all these issues of what happens if you set off a bomb high in the atmosphere, okay? You get this cloud of electrons and so on. And so one of the issues was, what's the electron affinity of various atoms? And Jan was working on the electron affinity of O2 minus, okay, which was what ARPA was interested in at the time. And in fact, almost everybody in Jula was working on that kind of stuff. And so I came and started working on electron affinity of O2 minus. And like everything else, that turned out to be an incredibly difficult experiment technically, even though it was supposed to be a weekend experiment. It was one of these things you're going to do in a weekend and move on to something else. But after 2 years, Jan and I still had not quite done it. We knew what the answer was, but we couldn't quite get the right answer. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Now, in those days, a Jula postdoc was 2 years and goodbye. All right? And it, not like today, but then it really was two years and goodbye. And so in the middle of the second year, I started looking around for a job. Because there it was, 2 years ago by. And what I knew was atomic physics. So I looked around for an assistant professorship in atomic physics. And then one day, Jan said, how would you like this come to NBS? This was in 1969. It was after I'd been there for almost 2 years. And I said, well, let me talk about that. And then he made me an offer. Now,